Today is July 13th, year 2008, and it's a nice Sunday after Pentecost. Today we're going to be talking again about the major problem that most people have coming into the church today is over-affection to family members. All these people out there who their biggest problem is breaking away from their family members. And they get very angry at us every time we tell them it, and they make like we're some type of tyrants when we tell them what Jesus said in Matthew 10:34-37, "Think not that I came to bring peace upon the world. I came not to bring peace but the sword. And a man's to set a son against his father, and the daughter against the mother, and the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law. And a man's enemies shall be in his own household. Whoever loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of the kingdom," or son or daughter, and he goes on. And he says several times through the passages like that. He says, "My mother, my brethren are those who hear the word of God and do it." Luke 8:21, I think, is that passage. This is one of the common things that's keeping people. If it's not over-affection to family members, it's over-affection to friends that they have out in the world. And the closer you get to God, you know you're getting closer to Him when it becomes a great cross just to be around them. Times you have to be, whatever times you do need to be around them. In most cases for us here, we've already done all our evangelizing and preaching and all that, and they're not listening, so we totally broke away from them. But they're still, if they ever were to listen in the future, you know, or you had an opening, that's not to say we wouldn't go back and still try to convert them. But it would be a great cross. But we would do that for the sake of their souls, not for the sake of our souls. But it would gain us grace too, because you're evangelizing. You can come up with 1,000, who's going to be there to teach them? Now, after you've done your duty and you preach to them, and you've told them that you are bound to do, and they're not listening, and they're not resolved to be good Catholics, there's nothing more you can do. It's now in the hands, all you can do is pray and sacrifice for them. Other than that, they're going to lure you into their world. You're not bringing them into your world. Okay, it's a very dangerous thing. It's very hard to save souls. Very few people are saved in any generation. And so you got to worry about your own soul first. And then if they're not listening to you, be very careful. The devil's going to come up with a million excuses as why I need to teach the kids. Who's going to be there to teach them? But if you can't teach them the proper way because they're heretics or their parents are heretics and they're immoral, you're committing sins of omission. Then you end up really aiding in raising that little monster. Because if you did your job right, the parents would take the kids away from you and wouldn't let you raise the kid because you're trying to make them holy. There's a lot of situations that arise like that. I tell people think that we'd be tyrannical when we tell them to leave them. I'm telling you that you're on the road to hell. You're going to think you're going to thank me if you listen to me and you saved your soul. You're going to thank God that I was so rough in telling and warning you about these things. This is not a trivial matter. This is a matter for the very salvation of your own soul. And the longer people are resolved to stay and prefer their non-Catholic family members over Catholics, they're never going to be Catholics. And if they are Catholic, they're never going to be good Catholics. And I tell you very shortly, if they continue with that attitude, they're not even going to be Catholic anymore. They're going to end up adopting the idolatrous and pagan ways of their non-Catholic family members. This especially applies to the traditionalists out there. They're all not Catholic. Who seem to be pious on the outside, they're all apostates and heretics. On one or two points. Remember Jesus said, "I will give you fathers and mothers and brothers." He's done that with us here. For the first time in my life, I keep telling you, I have a true family. Never did before. Now I do. I know what a true family is. I have a good fathers, good mothers, good brothers, good sisters. But all I'm saying is that God gives you a very holy family. That is a true family. That is the way a family is supposed to behave. You know, just because someone's related to you in blood means nothing. People that are related in blood can hurt one another the most times, are the most vicious towards one another. That don't mean nothing. True family is being with those who love God. That's true family, spiritual family. You think you've got to stay in that whirlwind of chaotic sinfulness and confusion and disobedience, and you think you're in the middle of it, just another one of those chaotic and disobedient persons, thinking you're going to bring some good to these people? No. If they don't have the faith, no good can come from that. That's first of all. If they're not resolved to have the faith, no good can come from it. Get out of there. Leave. And if you know where good Catholics are and you choose not to go, at least I would say live alone by yourself, wherever you are. When I was in Newark, New Jersey, I lived in my own cell. When I came home from work, it was just me. I had a dog. It was me and my dog, and that was it. I had family members all around me. Never even visited them. Never even spoke to them. Never even talked to them. They were within 1 mile away, 2 miles, never nothing. I just was me and God. I despised the world so much, I didn't want no part of it. It was the hypocrisy stunk to the high heavens. And the closer you get to God, and the more you want to be holy and true, you can't bear to be around the world. Sometimes it takes a few times for brothers who are newly converted to come into the church to fall a couple of times. They get tempted and they get deluded and think they got to go back out and help their family members. So they go out amongst them for a while and they get beat up. And they go, I'm out of here, man. You people are crazy. You're nuts. And then they may do it two or three times and finally come to their senses and say, I'm not doing this ever again. Because they're very coy. They can call up and cry on the telephone, help me, Mama, help me, you got to help me. If you don't come down here, nobody will help me. And you try to help her how many times? And every time she cried just that way, put on the crocodile tears, and you showed up within 2 weeks, she's wreaking havoc over the house. Living like a whore against God's commandments and everything, and you're stuck in the middle of the whirlwind. Because you fell for her crocodile tears when she called up on the phone. Or come down to see my kid. I just had a kid or whatever. I have a new baby. Why don't you come look at his cute little face? Don't you care about your kids? They'll get you back in a million ways. And then you end up going back there and you go, wow, the club, within 2 weeks you're fighting like cats and dogs. And you're back in the world again. Now that may happen for you a couple times, but then after I say three strikes and you're out, you got to be careful. Don't keep tempting God, but we all make mistakes even coming into the church. I'm just trying to tell people to save you a lot of headaches and danger. But if you're right with God, it will bother you. And then you'll know you made a very mortal sin by doing that. And you'll confess your sin and come back. But then don't fall again. It's just a warning. Now we're telling people who haven't come into the church or wanting to come into the church or just came into the church, we're giving them a warning. Don't fall for all these traps. I'm going to end here for now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. It can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.